We're talking about various different income, which has a halacha of ma'aser k'safim on it. So the question arises: we're dealing with a matana, with a gift. Is there chiyuv? We know by income is a chiyuv of ma'aser. Is there chiyuv ma'aser on a matana? So the for actual matana, there is a chiyuv ma'aser. A person gets money as a matana. There's a chiyuv ma'aser. There are exceptions to that. Exceptions to that when the person gave the money specifically with saying you may not take ma'aser from it. It was given with intent that the whole money should not be. He should not give the money away for tzedakah. So if he given with such a condition, you have no right to go over against the will of the one who gave it to you. It was given to you with such a condition. There is an assumption in many poskim, a case where parents are giving support to children, that the parents are giving support to the children for their needs, not for them to be giving the money away to tzedakah, unless they would actually ask the parents and clarify that they have a right to give that money away to tzedakah. Otherwise, assumptions are giving them, they can give them a minimal amount, but not ma'aser, because they're giving the money to take care of the needs of the children and not for them to be taking one-tenth off and giving it away. The second half of the question is, let's say you're dealing with a matana, which is not money, but it's an item. Is there chiyuv ma'aser on items which a person receives? So he receives an item worth $500. Must he reach into his pocket, take out $50 and give it away to tzedakah? Says, maybe I prefer not to have the matana until I have $50. I can't afford the $50. So any matana which he would not be acquiring on his own, any matana of an item which a person would not be purchasing, and somebody gave him this present, he has no chiyuv to take ma'aser on that sum of the value of that item. So a person decides to give him something which he would not be getting, he would not be chayiv. Let's say, however, that the person receives a matana of something which he would be purchasing, and now he saved the money. He needed a car, somebody gave him a car. So he saved that money of laying out the money cost to go buy the car because somebody gave him this gift. So he has received the value of that value. There are, it's a machlokes in the poskim. Some poskim say that there's no din ma'aser when it's not kesef. And many poskim say that there is a chiyuv ma'aser in that situation. Even if there is a chiyuv ma'aser in that situation, so I was planning to buy a car for $5,000, and this fellow gives me a $50,000 car, I'm not going to lay out $5,000 in ma'aser. I can lay out $500 in ma'aser. He saved me $5,000 because I was going to lay out $5,000. I've been saved $5,000. I got a value of $5,000 as far as I was concerned, and therefore I would have a din ma'aser of one tenth of that, which is $500. But the fact that he gave me a car which is worth much more than that would not be mechayev me to give ma'aser on the value of the car that I received, but rather on the value of what I was going to spend anyway. And that seems to be the accepted approach, is that a person should, if he would be spending the money anyway, in some which he needed, and he's planning to spend the money anyway, he would calculate that the value of the matana against the amount he was expecting to spend anyway, and give one tenth of that for ma'aser. Have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.